NBA Odds Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Right now, to honor the upcoming NBA season, MyBookie is offering $1,000 in free bets using the promo code SGP. That's right, $1,000 in bonus bets on your first deposit when you use the promo code SGP. Play, win, get paid at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Amazon. Log in to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner. Bookmark that link and use it every time you shop to score sweet savings and support the podcast. Welcome to the NBA Odds Pod, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's number one NBA podcast. Thank you for listening to our very first episode. I'm your host, Ryan McKee. You can follow me on Twitter at the Ryan McKee, on Instagram at Ryan McKee, and on BetSports at McKee. A little bit about me, I'm the site editor for sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I'm in charge of bringing you tons of great sports gambling and fantasy editorial coverage at the low, low price of absolutely free every single week. I live in Los Angeles and work in television for my full-time gig because sports gambling does not pay all of my bills yet. The last 4.5 years, I've worked on The Late Late Show with James Corden, but I recently started working on a new sports and comedy show that will air on CBS next year. I am a failed stand-up comedian. In fact, that is how I know Sean Green, host of the Sports Gambling Podcast, from my early days of doing shitty open mics around LA. I'm from Arizona, so I'm a chronically frustrated Phoenix Suns fan. Hashtag cancel Robert Sarver. I'm married to a gorgeous woman from Cleveland, which means I'm brainwashed into being a LeBron truther, and we have two dogs, one of which is an Italian Greyhound mix named Danilo Gallinari. First and foremost, I am a huge fan of the NBA. Watching it, gambling on it, listening to podcasts about it, responding with GIF reactions to NBA Twitter, digging into advanced stats that I pretend to understand, and losing thousands on DFS basketball and winning back hundreds. Occasionally. I want to make it clear, I am not a professional gambler or sports writer. I am a passionate fan, excited to talk basketball every Tuesday with our circle of experts from the NBA Gambling Podcast Network. Think of me as the Matthew Dellavedova of NBA podcasting. Sure, I am not the most talented. Some might argue I shouldn't even be in the league. But I am going to hustle my ass off, I'm going to set up the stars of NBA commentary to score, and in the process, become a fan favorite in Cleveland and Australia. Okay, so maybe it's not the most perfect analogy, but I want you to know it's not lost on me what a privilege it is to host a show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I promise not to take you listeners for granted, and I really will do my best not to let you down. And please, I want this to be a community. So if you have any ideas, or you don't like the music I play, or if I'm doing something wrong or saying something wrong, or you just think my voice is annoying, don't hesitate to hit me up at the Ryan McKee on Twitter or go to our Slack channel at sportsgamblingpodcast.slack.com or email me at ryan.mckee@sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Now, most weeks, I'll be speaking with more than one guest, getting expert opinions on fantasy, best bets, DFS, gambling trends, etc., giving you listeners a well-rounded look at the NBA and fantasy advice. However, since the season hasn't started yet, I decided to talk best bets on season win totals with a good friend of mine, Adam Abramson. Adam and I have worked in the same office for the last 4.5 years, and because of that, I've talked more NBA with him over that time than anyone else. Adam is a lifelong NBA fan, extremely knowledgeable about the game, and has true degenerate gambling tendencies. That's perfect for this podcast. So for all those reasons, I hope you enjoy our conversation and arguments over what the true best bets are for NBA team season win totals.
All right, I'm going to do this in, as I'm going through this, it's going to be in alphabetical order because I didn't rank these.
That's fine.
So I think I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics to go over 50 wins.
Oh, I don't have them on my list.
Okay.
So tell me why.
All right, so what am I saying with this pick is that I believe in Kemba. I think that we're going to see Boston this season really start to play the form of basketball we expected to see I guess, a year ago.
Yeah. Because we were, like, 2 years ago, we were coming out of, like, a huge love affair with Brad Stevens.
Which I still have.
Which we should still have. I think last season was an aberration with Kyrie just, being a total tank job.
Yeah. I think, like, I'm not on team Kyrie. I love his game. I mean, he's the man.
Yeah.
But
his locker room shit is just the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. I feel like you have, it was pretty obvious that he and Jaylen Brown, don't see eye to eye and shouldn't be teammates, and it's better off that they're not. All accounts seem that Kemba Walker is the opposite of that. He's a guy you want on your roster. I admittedly didn't watch Team USA play a lot this summer, so I didn't get to see him with the guys.
I didn't either.
But so maybe if you're disagreeing with my pick, maybe there's some influence there that I missed this summer. But I think that the team is come together with Stevens in a nice way. I think Kemba's the guard that they thought they were getting in Kyrie. I think that you look at also their picks. Carson Edwards, I did watch a lot of summer league, and I get that it's summer league, but the guy can fill it up. I watched him in college as well. The guy, he's a scorer, so you just add another scorer in him. Romeo Langford, I don't know if he's a year one guy, but these are positive additions to a team. Like, they're able to go out and get two exciting rookies, three if you put Taco in
there. We've seen what Stevens can do with young talent.
Yeah, exactly. So you got guys who have a knack for scoring. You've got a floor general. Now, losing Horford, I agree, is a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think that you have Hayward, who hopefully is
another year removed from his injury.
Exactly. And then I think you have that Horford loss, which obviously is where you're going to feel that the most, I think, is in the locker room. So you lose a piece that's a negative in the locker room. You lose a huge positive piece. But I think it's from a productivity standpoint, getting Enes Kanter in. I'm a Kanter guy. I mean, I know there's always going to be a hesitation when it comes to him, but I'm a Kanter guy. I don't think I wouldn't sit here and say he could nearly do what Horford can do for a team.
Yeah, I mean, he's much more a one-trick pony, but he's good at what he does. And I do think that he can help win games.
He's good at what he does. He seems also like a guy you want on your team. It seems like this is a bunch of guys that want to play basketball together.
His social media influence alone.
Exactly.
You want that on your team.
Yeah, so I think this is a team that last year won 49 games. I look at what they're putting on the floor this year. I think they can replicate that experience. I don't think the East at the top.
What do they have the total at?
50.
50.
Yeah, so I'm going over 50 Celtics.
Over 50 Celtics, okay.
And I feel like we're doing an over-under pod, starting with the Celtics. I want to be done with them now because they are in the news so much.
Absolutely.
Let's put them behind us and move on to the next thing.
All right, I am going to start with an under. I am going to go under Utah Jazz. My bookie has them at 53.5. I like this team. That is not at all what I'm saying. Okay. I think that the addition of Mike Conley is great.
Yep.
Bogdanovich is going to be a solid player for them. Every basketball hipster loves Joe Ingles.
Yeah.
I really feel like we should just there's no Jazz in Utah. We should just be the Utah Joes from now on.
I love it. He's great.
He's great. I feel like he's almost like a little overrated now. Everybody's jumped on him.
I think so. Possibly. But again, like, we're talking about guys you want on your team. Guy delivers in big moments. Guy I want on my team all day.
Yeah. Here is the thing. It's set at 53.5. Only two teams in the West last season won 54 games or more. That was the Warriors and Denver. And Denver barely did it at 54. I think that as we've already talked, the West has a lot of talent. It's evenly distributed. I just think that you're going to lose some games you shouldn't to teams like the Suns are going to come up and like bite you in the ass once in a while. I just see that as too high a total for them. I think they're going to be a playoff team. They're going to make a good run, but I don't see them winning 54 games.
It's a great bet. They won 50 games last year, so they're trying to find four more wins in a conference that's gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this a little bit as I go through, but the West of the worst is, to me, a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah.
And I think that you're going to be hard-pressed to find more wins this year. And I think you're going to see most of my unders come out of the Western Conference.
Plus, the thing is, they have Jeff Green as a starting four for them right now. Every team that Jeff Green has ever been on has underperformed expectations.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, when he was on the Cavs, when they went to the finals and they lost in four, they got swept. Nope, I don't feel good about having him on the as my starting four. I mean,
no way. I'm with you.
I don't see it.
All right, great pick. Great pick. Okay, I'm going to stay in the West.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Memphis. I'm going to take the Grizzlies to go under 28.
Okay.
They were 33-49 last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty simple one. Let's keep this one quick. Yeah. So they lost Mike Conley, whom we just talked about. Big loss. Obviously, Gasol was out before. They're getting Ja Morant. I think Ja Morant could be the rookie of the year. Like,
wait. Do you forget who else is a rookie right now?
Zion.
Zion. You think he's going to be better than Zion?
I do. We need to kind of reset this because Zion is going to be the favorite to be the rookie of the year.
Absolutely.
He's going to be on television a ton. He's going to put up crazy stats, crazy highlights.
He's already looked amazing in preseason.
And he's looking great. Yeah, he's hitting. So I'm hit a three.
Yeah.
Like I have high expectations for him. But what I'm seeing with Ja, like what's going to happen in Memphis is I think a lot of Ja's going to be so much trial by fire. I think he's just going to have one of those years where you have to have him in the final two conversation just because his numbers are going to be so head turning.
Yeah. He's going to play a lot of minutes.
Exactly. He's going to have to play a lot of minutes. He's going to have to fill it up. I love that he's next to Iggy. I think that's a great guy. I mean,
I don't think Iggy stays on that team, but okay.
Fair. But like he's there right now. This is a guy like he's entering the league with. There's not many guys you would want to be in that locker room to learn alongside than him, I would say.
Yes.
Based on just Iggy's reputation alone. And I think that him and Valanciunas can run some fun stuff together.
Okay.
But the rest of the squad is Kyle Anderson, Grayson Allen, Josh Jackson, and Jay Crowder. Like, that's a core of their roster.
Yeah.
What is that? Like,
that's a Saturday pickup game and yeah, like off of Hollywood.
Yeah, and like Grayson Allen, like I will never bet with Grayson Allen.
No, and they just actively have no reason to win games. That team should be in full on tank mode.
I agree, and just start to build the future around Ja.
Absolutely.
And this, I looked just for shits and giggles. I looked up their coach. His name is Taylor Jenkins. Did you know that?
I had no idea who their coach was.
I just wrote to myself, good luck, buddy.
Okay, so
and we're under 28 on the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think that is a great pick.
I feel really good. I feel like they could lose. They can win less than 20 games this year.
Yes. Okay. Great pick. Moving on. I am going to go with my second under. My bookie has the Knicks at 27.5. I am going under. I'm hitting that under hard.
I'm going over, baby.
All right, our first disagreement.
Yes. I'm so excited about this one.
Okay, so last season they won 17 games.
Correct.
All right.
17-65. That's tough.
Their coach is David Fizdale, the ultimate placeholder coach.
I'm a big Fizdale guy. I'm a Miami guy.
All right.
Great reputation, but you're right. I mean, in and out of Memphis in a heartbeat.
I think they have to give R.J. Barrett a lot of minutes.
Agree.
They got to get the Knicks fans excited about a player.
Yes.
He's going to play a lot of minutes.
His pre-draft buzz was most NBA ready.
Right.
So hopefully he can handle it. Who knows?
So you're relying on a rookie. I mean, Julius Randle, great player. Love him. He's not a guy who wins games. He's a guy who puts up stats. He's a good stats, bad team guy, I feel like. You got Marcus Morris, who's going to get kicked out of like half the games. He's already been kicked out of a preseason game. Get Taj Gibson, who's like barely holding it together.
Yeah, Fort Greene though, back home, happy for him.
Yeah, you got Dennis Smith Jr., another guy who doesn't feel like he wins games.
He doesn't win games, but I mean, he and Nicotine are like they're at least a fun backcourt. I like
Frankie Smokes the most of the next guy, but like. He's not a good player.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm going over here, so I'm going to be reaching a lot.
An injured Elfrid Payton too.
Right. I think that you've got. I think Mitchell Robinson shows some promise, and he and Knox together are. They can win some basketball games. You pair them with. I mean, Bobby Portis. Like he's. I don't feel great about it being over 27.5, but I think this is a basketball team that has to start winning some basketball games at some point. They brought these guys in to do that. The team last year won 17, I think was worse than this team. Like, they was considerably worse than this team.
I'm not disagreeing with that they were worse last year, but did they get 10 games better? 11 games better. You need 28 to go over.
Okay, so I've looked at the other bad teams
and
in
like,
the East.
What has gone right for the Knicks in the last decade?
Nothing. This is what's in, like, I thought about this. This is a half-lose situation for me because I hate the Knicks. I grew up on the Heat. I loathe the Knicks more than almost any other, I think any other franchise in all of professional sports. So if I lose this bet, if I lose my over bet, it's great because they suck again. If I win the bet, I have a little coin in my pocket, but now the Knicks are a 30-win basketball team possibly. That's a scary prospect.
So this is your argument. This is what you're telling my listeners. Because you hate the Knicks, you're hedging your bets.
They're not listening for me, though. They're listening for you. So, all right.
Well, I'm still going to – and
I think it's a safe bet.
And Adam and I spent a lot of years in New York. I actually became a Knicks believer when I was there. That was when they got Carmelo. I was there through Linsanity.
Linsanity was fun.
I still love – I like the Knicks organization. I want them to be good. I was looking at the team. I just could not – bring myself to think they're 11 wins better.
Wayne Ellington doesn't put the wins on the board for you.
He doesn't move the needle.
I will
for
say,
me.
I looked at the other bad teams in the East, and I think they're better than Charlotte. I think they're better than Cleveland, which I know we might get to. I think they're better than Washington, and we can have a debate about if they're better than Chicago. Hey,
I agree with all those points, but I still don't think – I still think they're – I like those teams to also underperform.
Fair. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're, that's the bottom of – the NBA barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, so, all right. Don't.
All right. So I'm going. I'm going under. You're going over.
Yeah,
but.
Go.
But we'll let the listeners decide on who had the bigger argument.
But go with Ryan. Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I am staying in the East.
Okay.
I'm going to bang this one hard. I'm going over 40.5 on the Orlando Magic.
Oh, okay. You know what? I looked at them. Didn't bet on putting on my list, but I don't hate that. I like.
Yeah. All right. We can run through this one kind of quick too. So obviously, I'm putting this bet on the idea that Markel Fultz and Mo Bamba are contributing on this roster.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Markel Fultz already had a lot of buzz because he hit like three baskets.
I know.
In the preseason.
Yeah, and his shot looked like a shot.
Yeah.
His form.
Yeah. He didn't look like a child throwing a brick.
I want this guy. I want it to work. You and I have talked about this a lot over the last few years. We really want it to work out for him.
I want it to work out for him. I hate when a number one overall pick is a bust.
I know.
It's a bummer for everyone.
So we're looking at the same. Last year they went 42-40. We're looking at the same starting five as they have last year, with the addition of Fultz, with hopefully Bamba taking a step forward. Vucevic got paid. Underwhelming playoff in exit of the season, but
sure.
I think they brought in, they brought in Aminu.
He puts up a lot of points in the regular season, though.
Puts up a lot of points. They bring in Aminu to come in behind Gordon. They're pretty tough down low. If Mo Bamba turns into a guy that can put the ball into the basket some way, they
Which
are pretty tough
if,
down
but
low.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a big if, but like he can rebound the ball and he can play defense somewhat.
I like this pick because there's a lot of teams that look really bad in the East. I think that they can rack up some wins.
Same. We shouldn't be surprised if they end up in that, I think, in the 45-46 win range. And I can see them jumping into, like, the 4-5 matchup.
Yeah.
And if they can get into that matchup, all of a sudden, I don't know, they could be a dangerous playoff team, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I have a lot of – I feel pretty bullish about the Magic. This is, to me, the over I feel the strongest about.
All right.
So
like
I'm over 40.5.
I like the pick. Over 40.5. Okay. I'm going to go with my third under. I think when you're betting these win totals, the best idea is just the teams you know are bad, just fade the bad teams. Don't try to overthink it.
Which
the Washington Wizards are going to be a horrible team this year. They won 32 games last year. Their total right now is set at 28.5. I think they've got worse. They have Ish Smith as their starting point guard. In a league that has a ton of great point guards, you're starting Ish Smith. I mean, no hate on Ish Smith. I'm a Suns fan. He was great as a backup point guard on the Suns for a minute. But when you're starting with him, you got a banged up Isaiah Thomas on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed that his career hasn't worked out. He's going to come back at the end of November. You got Bradley Beal, who everybody's already talking about as on the trade block.
Yep.
CJ Miles starting as your small forward. I kind of like the rookie Rui Hachimura.
I like him too. But he, I mean,
what is he like? He was like a ninth pick.
How many minutes is he going to get a game this year? You're talking 15 minutes a game? Oh, maybe. I don't know. They might play him a lot because they just don't have a lot of players.
Right. And Thomas Bryant is a center. I like him. Put him on your fantasy team, but I just don't see them winning games.
This is my number one under. So we're in full, we're in lockstep agreement on this.
Great.
I'm flabbergasted that this is the line that they have set. I couldn't name three players before I started research on this on the team. I saw this, Otto Porter was traded at the deadline last season. This is from SB Nation. Otto Porter was traded at the deadline last season. The two players he was traded for, Bobby Portis and Jari Partner, combined with Trevor Ariza and Jeff Green, went for 55.7 points a game. All those guys are gone.
Yep.
I didn't have to do the research because when I looked up, well, the first thing I looked up when I looked outlook for the Wizards, just because that number jumped off the page, one of the recent headlines for them was, quote, Wizards season will be all about player development. I was like, okay, that's under. That's just what that says.
Absolutely.
We're moving on.
All right, give me your next
one. Okay, controversial. Going over.
Oh.
54.5 for the 76ers.
All right.
Okay, let's talk.
I looked at this one.
Yeah. So
I didn't have it down, but I like that, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of a high pick. You know, you're buying a little bit into, once again, you're buying into the hype of this program. But this is what I'm deciding. This is what I'm putting my money on. I'm just choosing to believe that Ben and Joel are dedicated to winning. I think that the way that they went out last year, I refuse to believe it sat with them in a way in the offseason where it didn't just drive them insane and want more. They want more out of this experience. Mm-hmm. I think that the East cannot be as good as it was last year, especially up at the top.
Definitely think you're right on that one.
So I think that, you know, I do think that all the regular foes are there. I think that they're going to have to really, when you look at the schedule, they're going to have to beat the Pacers. They're going to have to steal, you know, something from the Bucks. Like, they're going to have to win tough games to get to 55 wins, obviously. But they went 51-31 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys take a step forward. I think that Richardson hopefully fills in some of, you know, like, can fill that gap of perimeter shooting. Like, I don't think his perimeter shooting has been where everybody thought was going to be based after his first year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping, you know, that's a big another if with the 76ers, if Richardson can really stretch it for them. But Harris, I think, is going to have a lot of, like, freedom in this offense. And then we talked about him earlier, but Al Horford's on this team now. And I think that,
yeah,
that's maybe, I'm hoping that when
Al Horford is, like, your last point, that's, like, a really solid team.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that I wanted to lead with the development of Simmons and Embiid because I think that I'm hoping the addition of Horford really can jumpstart that. And this is a team that when they step out on the floor, they know how to win with ease. And I think they can win 57, 58 games.
I like that. Right now, my bookie has the 76ers at plus 725 to win the NBA championship.
Wow.
That's one of my I think if you like the 76ers, I think jump on that.
Plus 725. That's
because you got Clippers at plus 360, Lakers at plus 365. No value there. You got the Bucks at plus 550, 76ers at plus 725, and then the Warriors at plus 750. Which I like that bet too. Actually,
I do too. But I like if you had a pot of money, you had to choose between putting that money on the 76ers or the Warriors. I think I'd go Philly.
That's a good question. My gut is to say Warriors just because I think everybody's on the Philly train, but they're a good team, and I could definitely see them having a Raptors-like postseason.
The only reason I wouldn't say Warriors is because I think there's a lot of different ways their season can go, and I think that Philly, the narratives for Philly are pretty locked in. There's no, you know, there's no Butler X factor. This is the team you're going to get. I'm not sure what Golden State looks like.
That's fair.
5-6 months
I actually had like Golden State on my stay away for over unders, like win totals, just because we don't know what they're gonna look like.
So I don't know. I think that you're looking at the second best team in the East. I think the second best team in the East could have 57 wins.
Absolutely. All right. I like that. I am going to finish out my bad Eastern teams right now. And even though the Charlotte Hornets have a total set at 23, which is the lowest.
Yes.
I still like them to go under. Their best player is Terry Rozier. I mean,
I'm going to say this. I saw that number.
I mean, when you have like Dwayne Bacon as like slotted in right now as your starting three, he is a like career G leaguer. Like I would love it to see like Miles Bridges take a step forward this year.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what is. I would love to see Malik Monk not be a bust.
Same.
And you're going to give the. And I think Batum is not. He doesn't care if they're winning. He's making his money.
Yeah.
He's going to sit a lot. I think they're going to give like Monk a lot of minutes. They're going to give.
They're going to give him Matt Hill some minutes, baby. For
and
June
then
Tech.
They're going to let Rozier just like, I don't know. Do his thing. So
this is gonna be hard. Like
15 wins. Like I could see them winning 15 games.
Yeah.
I mean, unless that they just think the East is weak enough overall that anybody can win over 20 games. But I don't see how they get to 23.
Yeah. So I would say stash that in the same category as the Wizards on your league pass, where if you can delete teams from your league pass.
Yeah, if for some reason they let you like substitute in like a Filipino team for your league pass, that you want to watch some Filipino team or something like that.
International
like,
credits,
I'm happy to give up the Hornets.
Same. We are moving down my list here. We're going to the West.
All right. Take us to the West.
I'm so curious. I'm dying to see if this is going to be on your list. I'm going to go under 29.5, regrettably, for the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Now, I don't officially have this on my list because, as you know, I'm a diehard Suns fan.
Yes. We've talked a lot about the Suns in 4.5 years.
We've talked a lot about the Suns. You had to listen to me talk about the Suns for a lot over the last 4.5 years. And they won 19 games last year.
They won 19 games.
I totally get the argument for why they aren't 10 wins better. They got them at 11 wins.
Can I caveat one thing about my pick?
29.5.
It's tragic that I don't feel they'll win 29.5 games because we're about to talk about it. They're good. Like, they're exciting.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people have them going under when I was, like, looking it up. And then, but I go back to their lineup, and I just really like this team.
Me too.
But I am super. I'm gonna just say right now, everyone, I am biased. I am not officially picking this, but will I put money on the over? Yes, I am going to put money.
I think
on
you
the
should because it's a. It would be such a double win.
Yeah, Rubio, Booker, Kelly Oubre, who looked great last year for a lot of games. You got Dario Saric at your four.
I like him.
And then you got Ayton. You got Baines and Kaminsky.
Well,
like
I like Baines. I think Baines is going to put a little bite in Saric's game.
Absolutely.
Which I think Saric, that's one piece of Saric's game is missing. I think spending some time around Baines could be a great thing for him.
Mikal Bridges could take a step forward. And then they have like the oldest rookie ever in Cameron Johnson.
I know. But their backcourt is solid. It's fun.
Well, I think that, you can argue that they overpaid Rubio.
Sure.
But I think Rubio is the perfect person to pair with Booker.
I'm glad you brought that up because you and I have sat in this office many a morning talking about who would be the best guys to pair with Booker. We've talked about that for a while now, and his name has always come up.
Right.
So it is a nice fit. The problem that I have is I agree with everything that we've talked about. We are lauding the direction of the Phoenix Suns. But it goes back to what I said at the very top of the observation list, like the observations that I pulled from my research is the wins that everybody's throwing at the top, like the infusion of wins into this conference has to come from somewhere else. So that's where I saw those 10 wins. And I said, if they're getting 10 wins, I just don't know where they're coming. Like who's giving them up?
I think that's fair.
It's unfortunate. I think they're a good basketball team.
Okay.
But I think they're going to win like 25 games, 24 games.
And you're not the only one. A lot of people feel that way. I'm going to go the other way with it. But again, I'm super biased. I like Monty Williams. I think as a coach to work with all these young players, he's the perfect pick. They've had a different coach every year for the last 4 years. I think
which is nuts.
Can be one that actually writes the ship. I think he'll connect with these young guys. I'm hopeful, but I have been hopeful for a lot of years. And until they get rid of Sarver as an owner, I'm not confident.
Yeah. This is a league pass team. This is a great league pass team.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for an ad and be right back. MyBookie is the presenting sponsor of this podcast and all the free content you'll find over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Football season is here at MyBookie, and they got all your betting needs covered for college football and pro. Plus, they have live bets, second half bets, prop bets. Can't find a bet you like? Try your hand at customizing your own prop bet with the MyBookie Prop Builder. Besides their wide selection of bets, they're also offering up to $1,000 first deposit bonus using the promo code SGP. That's right. Up to $1,000 in free bets using the promo code SGP at mybookie.ag to play, win, and get paid. Hey, you're already shopping at Amazon, right? Why not go shop there and support the podcast at the same time? Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner. Then bookmark that link and use it every time you shop. Basketball season is right here. You need a new jersey? Go to Amazon.com. You need a new basketball? Go to Amazon.com. But first, make sure you're going there from the sportsgamblingpodcast.com banner ad. Use it every time. You'll support the podcast. And thank you so much. Sports Gambling Podcast Network and Sports Gambling Podcast are both available to listen on Spotify. Make sure you go check it out and follow us there. I am going to go with my last under team. This has nothing to do with them not being a good team. Again, I just think it's too high of a number. Clippers at 54.5. Yeah. The only team to go over 55 games last year was the Warriors in the West. Yes, they added Kawhi and Paul George, but they're not healthy.
Nope, and they're not going to – how many games are they going to be willing –
Kawhi sat 20 games last year. I could see him sitting 20 games.
I was
going to
say 60 a pop.
And Paul George, he might be not be around until December.
54 games against that schedule. Now, this to me is our first, like, we're talking about a team that we're hyper focused on the top of the roster. And we get into volatile spaces. This is where I was talking about volatile spaces. I just wouldn't put my money on a volatile over like that. Like, it is such a high mountain to climb with so many factors along the way. And again, we also haven't seen this group together at all. Like,
yeah, and I think the bookmakers, they set it high because people are really excited and want to bet on Kawhi. They want to bet on Paul George. People want the Clippers to be good. It's just way too high.
The buzz is nuts. I was just helping somebody we both know set. They are doing split season tickets for the Clippers and help them rank the game, you know, game preferences.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, I spent a lot of time looking at their schedule, and you know, I think they get a lot of tough games early on before, you know, before their A roster is set.
Yeah.
So you could also see them in a space where early in the season they're piling up losses. Absolutely. And those are going to be really tough games to get back in the back half of the season when you're trying to get your load, your, you know, your full load management getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, you're going to have I feel like you're going to have more games than people think of a lot of Lou Williams, Harrell, like pick and roll, which is great.
Yeah.
But are they going to win you games in this loaded West when you got, you know, you're starting Harkless and Shamet? And I mean, those are all nice pieces when you have Paul George and Kawhi on the floor. But to win you games, I don't see 54.5. It's just they're going to be a great team. They're obviously a favorite for the title. But I don't see that they care, even if they come in as a 4 or 5 seed. So, I could totally see them winning 50 games, 51, 50, just 53.5, just too high.
Agree. Great pick. 54.5. Confidence level very high on that pick.
Yeah. I feel very high about
that. That's a great, great pick. Okay. Good observation.
All right, so that was my last under.
Okay. I'm going to stay in the under zone. Staying in the West. I'm going under 33.5. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I stayed away from them just because I felt like they're so volatile, but let me hear it.
Yeah. So three of their best players play the same position.
Yeah.
Also, let me preface all this by saying I'm very scared of Steven Adams. So I don't want to say anything too negative about his team.
You think
team.
He's going to come find you?
He might. I mean, he's going to come here how many? Probably four times.
Yeah.
This fall and winter. Yeah, right, so right. I need to kind of.
I mean, but he's a Kiwi. I feel like he's pretty chill. He's not going to come after you.
Right. I mean, also, I don't have anything bad to say about him. I like Steven Adams as a basketball player very much. But, you know, if somebody's going to get traded, Chris Paul or Schroeder's going to get traded, right?
Right.
One of the two is gone.
Yeah.
So the question is what kind of trade is it for Presti? Is it a trade to win more basketball games this year or win more basketball games starting next year and the years beyond?
I think he's going to be playing for the future.
I agree.
He's going to be getting picks to pair with Shai and...
I agree. You're going to build around Shai.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating because I still look at... I'm looking at 33.5 and I'm asking myself, why is it that high in this conference that we know is going to be so difficult?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they... Like, who are they going to beat?
You know,
like, what is this team going to be? Roberson's back. Assuming, you know... He's going to be back. I don't know. Hopefully he can stay healthy. He's a nice piece for them. But
yeah, he's not going to win you games. He's a nice defensive piece.
Yeah,
but
it's like, I don't know. I just like, who on this team is going to win games? Like,
and Shai looked good at the end of last year, but he's still young. And
I don't see Chris Paul being motivated to play the level of basketball to win 34 games in that division.
No, he's going
to
save himself, hoping he gets traded
exactly
before the trade deadline and he's on a championship contender.
Right,
and
like,
he wants to keep his legs as fresh as possible.
Exactly. So, like, we shouldn't be surprised if we blink and they're 8, you know, what are they? They could be 8 and 20.
Yeah.
8 and 8.
Absolutely.
And they're like, okay, we're done.
No, I like
we'll
that
see you
pick.
Next season. So, pretty simple for me. I just don't see him being Sam Presti trying to win more than 33 basketball games this year. There's no point for them to win more than that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my first over. This is the one I feel most confident about. I'm going to go Spurs over 46.5.
Okay.
The last time they went under 46.5 games, 1996.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the year they intentionally tanked to get Duncan because Robinson went down.
Yeah. 1996.
Yeah.
This was the odd man out for me on overs, and I feel like I made a mistake putting them as an over when I had the New York Knicks in my top five. This is a much better bet than having the Knicks over.
Right?
Yes.
They have DeJounte Murray coming back, who that was their main problem last year was their defense, and he's going to be everybody's talking him up as an elite perimeter defender.
Yep.
You have Derek White, who took a big step last year.
Agree.
DeRozan is another year in Pop's system. Aldridge, another year in Pop's system. You know, they don't have three-point shooting, but they showed that, along with Gay, they have, like, three of the best mid-range guys, shooters.
And they added DeMar Carroll. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a
total Popovich guy. Like, he's older, he's slower, but, you know.
He's going to give them good
come
minutes.
In and give them great defensive minutes.
Yeah. This team to me, I was borderline over with them. This is a team that's ready. I think they overperformed last year. They're better than they were last year, and they're ready as a whole to take a step forward.
Yep.
And I think that when you look at teams, I think you started with the Jazz earlier. To me, this is the antithesis of that.
Like, everybody's excited about the Jazz. That's why they set the line that high.
Yeah.
It's the same every year. People are bored with the Spurs. They always end up, like, doing better than expectations.
Yes. Yeah, I love this pick. I think it's a really smart pick.
All right. What's your next one?
Okay. I think this is my last under. We're staying in the West. It's a very similar narrative to the one I just threw out there with Oklahoma City, but we're going under 35.5 Minnesota Timberwolves.
You know what? I had them – I was looking at them hard for the same reason. I didn't end up picking them, but let's hear it.
So, okay. Ryan Saunders has a mess on his hands. Flip son. Minnesota. I looked this dude up. High school basketball, Minnesota.
Wow.
College basketball, Minnesota. Does a little stint with the Wizards. Comes back. Spends 5 years as a Timberwolves assistant. This guy is Mr. Minnesota, and that's not going to help him. Worth jacking this. Because they're a mess. They are, we talked before about the worst of the West, the best of the worst yeah. in the West. They were in that zone last year. They will not be in that zone this year. I think that a team like teams like them are going to be replaced firmly by like the Kings, Pelicans, and Mavericks are going to basically just flush out yeah. teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't see Wiggins making it through the year. I think that like at some point they're going to have to really like officially reboot this team because yeah. as constructed, it's not going to be a factor in any kind of positive manner in the West.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a team at 35.5. Why would they, just like we talked about with the Thunder, why would they be interested in winning? The only reason would be to keep Cat happy.
Yeah.
And you have to try to do that. But the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and getting the same result. If they go through this season earnestly with this roster to try to win basketball games, it's not going to happen. So you're looking at a team that went 36-46 last year, is staring at best, Vegas is telling them, basically, you're right now as constructed, you're the same. What's the incentive to keep going forward and not and play all 82 games
right.
with this philosophy? So I think they're going to have to start. I mean, and also, too, they have talking about Jared Culver being their two, their starting two. I like Jared Culver. He looked really great at college.
Yeah. But he's a rookie.
He's a rookie. So I don't know. All the signs are there. This is an under team through and through. I think we're going to see them on firmly in the in the lottery. I'm going to look up their draft.
I agree. I mean, that goes to my earlier point. Like, don't overthink the bad teams. Fade the bad teams.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. We can move on from them. They stink.
This is my second favorite over. Indiana Pacers over 46.5. They won 48 games last season with Oladipo being hurt most of the season.
Yep.
I like the pieces they added with TJ Warren. Brogdon.
Yes. Brogdon, big fan. Warren, you and I have talked about a lot. Great basketball player.
Yes. They still have Sabonis, Miles Turner, and Oladipo is supposed to come back December, maybe January at the latest. You know he's going to come back super driven to win games. He wants to prove himself. He wants to get back to that elite level. I big believer in Oladipo. Don't see how this is at 46.5. I don't see how they don't win 48 games again.
I agree. I think that this is a group that learned how to win together, got better. I think Brogdon is just like one of these guys that's going to put together an NBA career.
People forget he was Rookie of the Year.
He's really good. And I think that somebody has to win games in this conference. We just spent some time talking about teams that are unders that we know who they are. They're built to lose this year. This is a franchise that's built to win basketball games and be competitive in the playoffs. And unlike we talked about with the Clippers, where they can coast to 48, 49, 50 wins and be happy with 4 or 5, this is a team that wants to be what? What would you say? They're top 3 seed. Is anything less than top 3 seed to me?
Absolutely. If they don't win 50 games this year, I think that that's a disappointment for them.
I agree.
I'm not saying that they will, but I think that's what they think they're
capable of. That's the philosophy of this team. Yeah, that's the narrative of this team going into the season. I think that if the ball bounces their way, they get Vic back.
Yep.
This is a 50-win basketball team, and I wouldn't want to face them late in the season either.
Nope. Yeah, I think they would be a very scrappy playoff team.
Yeah, great pick. I think this is my last pick.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I should have taken the one you just did, and I chose this over instead. I feel less confident than I do in the Pacers over, even though the number's lower. This is a team that went 39-43 last year, and they're predicted their over-under this year is again 39. I'm going over 39 for the Sacramento Kings. This is kind of going against a lot of what I've talked about and how where are wins coming from,
right.
Where are wins going. Now, they're asking the Kings to hold serve. Unfortunately, the Kings at 39 wins were 9 games out of the 8th playoff spot last year.
Yeah.
They were the best of the worst in the West.
Absolutely. They were a really fun team to watch.
Yeah. I think they're going to be the best of the worst again with the Mavericks floating around right there. Now, this to me came down to the 3 teams that are the best of the worst in the West. The Mavericks, the Pelicans, and the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at all those three of those teams, to me, the highest chances of success based on what the body of work that's been done so far is the Kings. They're the most consistent roster going into this year. I think the Mavericks have a lot of excitement. Luka you know, I've talked about him for hours. Most still, exciting guy coming up for me.
Still mad that the Suns didn't take Luka over Ayton.
I mean, tragic.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think Zinger's going to have some time to fit into that system and get that machine rolling. I think that the Pelicans, are going to be fun and exciting. I'm going to watch a lot of them this season.
Yep.
I just think that when you look at what Fox can do with, and Bagley to me showed last year, this guy can ball. They lost Cauley-Stein, but they added some nice pieces. They added Corey Joseph, Trevor Ariza, Dedmon down in the post, Holmes down in the post.
Yeah.
So,
and I like this pick because I think a lot of people are giving more wins to the Pelicans than they deserve just because they're excited, and they should be. It's a really fun lineup. But I don't know if it's a lineup that's built to win as many games. They have a 39.5 right now.
Yeah, they're all in the same zone. Pelicans 39.5, Mavericks 40.5, Kings 39.
Yeah, and the Kings have been playing together. The Pelicans haven't. This is a brand new team coming together.
Yeah, so I think that I looked at those three teams for a very long time. I spent a lot of time. I did three times the amount of research for this one pick because I had to really assess these three teams.
Yeah.
On paper, the Kings have the pieces, and they've shown they could take a step forward together because I think they took a step last year. I think they take one more this year. I don't know how they get from the ninth best team in the West into the playoffs, though. It feels like they have a long way to go. Despite it sucks because if this team was in the East, they'd be really exciting, and we'd be talking about them as like a something that could really upend the conference.
Scrappy 4 seed, yeah. 5 seed, yeah. But they're in the West, and
they're going to finish ninth, and they're going to look good, and they're going to win some really exciting games.
Fun to watch, but
yeah. But I do. I think one of those teams has to go over, and I would pick the Kings being one of those teams. But again, we just came off of a team where we feel way more confident in the Pacers doing that. This is not a high confidence over,
right?
But I like their odds the best.
This is the last one I'll do. I am going to go Los Angeles Lakers over.
Whoa.
50 wins.
Whoa. I love it.
I think the narrative for LeBron this season is going to be Anthony Davis MVP.
Agree.
Or there's a chance that LeBron wants his final MVP and he goes all in for it. Either way, they're going to have to win more than 50 games to have that narrative going. They're going to have to be, with their level of talent, they're going to have to be the best regular season team to start getting those awards.
Agree. I think that I couldn't agree more that to them, one of the goals of this season is that trophy, that MVP trophy landing on the Lakers, coming
absolutely.
To the Lakers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. I don't know. We'll find out who, you know, whose number is called, but I think that is a no-brainer of an assumption going into the season.
Now, there's a couple of things, you know. Anthony Davis has to stay healthy.
Yes.
And that is a big if. But I'm basing this on him playing with LeBron and playing smart and seeing how LeBron manages his body. And I think he's going to learn a lot. I think he is going to take, you know, LeBron has always made his teammates play better.
Yes.
And this is going to be the best player LeBron has ever had as a teammate.
Correct.
I don't know. I'm just really excited.
It's a high, high, high ceiling that we have to acknowledge.
Absolutely.
And I think that obviously the intent is that these two played together for multiple years. But you have to start now. Like,
right.
You can't ease into this experiment.
Right.
You have to come out of the cannon ready to win.
Yeah, and especially after LeBron coming off his worst season. Really disappointing. First major injury. Davis just being an utter disappointment in New Orleans. Both these guys are going to be super motivated to win. You know, you have Kuzma, who's a nice piece to go with them.
I could see them trying to make moves, too, during the year to
adjust. I just see them racking up a lot of regular season wins. I'm not going to say I wouldn't pick them over the Clippers in the final, you know, to get into the finals, but regular season, they're way more motivated than the Clippers win games. Well, I feel like we've done it. We've talked
too long.
A lot.
Frankly, too long.
Frankly, too long.
Sorry.
No. I've really enjoyed this. Thanks again to my guest, Adam Abramson. You can follow him at Adam Abramson on Twitter and at Adam S. Abramson on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at the Ryan McKee and on Instagram at Ryan McKee and on BetSports at McKee. Follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network on Twitter. Please read all of our great coverage at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and please join our Slack channel, sportsgamblingpodcast.slack.com. You can stay in the conversation with other degenerate gamblers 24/7. It's really fun. Trust me. Okay, let's go. Hashtag DGens only.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.